This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I wanted to mention something before we moved on with what we were just talking about off air. The Air Force One aircraft was coming in Sunday night to Washington, D.C. They were on their final approach. They were down around 500 feet when a small drone flew at and below the aircraft. That was an almost, huh?
Well, yeah. When they say almost or nearly, I would like to certainly know more.
Yeah, we don't, though. That's the problem.
No. They tend to over-dramatize things to, you know, get a click on the story. So I don't think it was probably a big deal. And given how that plane has been retrofitted, I don't think a drone, if it was a personal drone of any sort, would have damaged the plane.
Well, they said it was small and it didn't show up on the radar, which tells me it must have been one of those little things about the size of a 28-inch television or something.
Oh, I have no idea. All I know is it was yellow and black and shaped like a cross.
Mm-hmm.
It was off the right side of the plane. Several passengers saw it, but yeah, we don't know how big it was. So, I mean, it probably only weighed a few pounds. It wouldn't have taken the plane down at all.
Mm.
So I don't think it was a big deal.
Now, there's plenty of hype over the United States Postal Service. Most of it's not true. We went into it yesterday. McConnell says the post office is going to be fine. Meantime, Senator Lizzie Warren says, we want the Senate to come back so we can take a vote, too, on the post office like the House is. Well, while you're back, why don't you do something else? Why don't you vote on the damn stimulus that everybody's yelling about?
Well, bring it back, you know, and let's first hold the hearings on the post office. Let's get some truth out there first.
Yep.
As far as the stimulus, as far as, you know, whatever round of funding it would be for small business and whatever,
mm-hmm.
I don't want it. I don't think we need it. You know, when you're looking at South Dakota, that is pretty much operating, the state is operating back at 100%.
Yep, and they've even had sporting events there, too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
just don't, we've got so much unspent money.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that we need this. We're spending ourselves into oblivion here. We're going to be at $30 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
That means, you know, on paper, we are financially insolvent.
Yep.
So I don't want any more money. Don't spend it. Anyway, that's just me.
Well, yeah, and it's a point well taken. And again, folks, if you want to get involved in this, I'm going to give you two telephone numbers. These are the switchboards, first for the House of Representatives in D.C., 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And for the Senate, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Those are the two numbers, one for the House, one for the Senate. And if you want to chime in, there you go. That's what you do.
Okay.
Now, you're a football fan, right?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs are going to open up at Arrowhead Stadium for the home opener with 15,000 fans in the stadium. They're going to be in pods of 10, and they're going to be socially distancing, and they're going to be in the stadium, and that's the way that game's going to get played.
Well, Jerry Jones was saying the same thing about the Dallas Cowboys, so that seems to be the model that the NFL ownership was using. And, you know, Jerry Jones said they are absolutely going to have fans in the stands. And I think he was the one that actually came out with a pod, architecture on how you know, seat people and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that the other owners were, in agreement with that. So, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But in the meantime, the Canadian Football League has canceled their season over the economics of having no fans in the stands.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
No, but isn't that something, though? I mean, one's it's like one's going to do it because they got fans, and one can't do it because they got no fans.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so back to another subject here. Now, you've spoken to and interviewed Gordon Chang several times, correct?
I have.
He came out, and he said China... Well, I got to stop. All right. Well, when we come back, I'm going to tease this. When we come back, Denise and I are going to get into the China story because Gordon Chang said China really does want to unseat Donald Trump, and they're pulling out all the stops behind the scene to do that. Well, we're going to see what it is that Denise thinks is going on since she's talked to the gentleman several times. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. And by the way, Barack Obama said...
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And indeed you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We welcome you back. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. And I will tell you, this segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you about Balance of Nature. Now, if you've looking for a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. It's called Balance of Nature. Now, what I'm doing is I'm taking the fruits and veggie capsules, and the fruits and veggie capsules are really, really doing something for me. It's lowered my blood pressure to where I don't have to take the blood pressure pills anymore, which is just unbelievable, number one. And number two, I've been able to lose some weight as a result of the process, because for some reason I don't get the snacks at night anymore that I used to, because I'm just not hungry. So if you want to save 35% on your order, and they have a wellness product line there too, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, that's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, Gordon Chang, who's someone that you've spoken to on a number of occasions, came out and said that China is actually actively trying to remove or see to it that Donald Trump is not reelected president. What's going on here?
They're using it. Let's go back a few years, shall we? Because if we remember, Russia had something called the Internet Research Agency.
And the Internet Research Agency was located in St. Petersburg, Russia. And it was a troll farm. And they would plant all these fake stories. They would have bots. And all they were necessarily trying to do was concoct stories. They would lie about existing stories and the whole thing. Well, that's precisely what China is doing today, the exact same thing. And that is Gordon Chang's message. Now, let's understand that Trump has been very pro-China going into the trade agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And President Xi and Trump, you know, to hear Trump tell you they were good friends and so forth and so on. Well, they may have been, but they're not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So let's consider why the State Department ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston shuttered. And the executive orders banning WeChat and TikTok. That's because China is using the exact same type of program as Russia did with the Internet Research Agency. And what they're actually calling it is spamouflage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would China want to defeat Trump? Well,
a trade deal?
Well, not only that, but who is easier and softer on all kinds of policies and just really is feckless when it comes to, you know, America first?
Obama,
that would
Biden.
Be Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
And by the way, didn't his brother or son or somebody get $1.5 billion out of China?
Well, that was, yeah.
Okay.
Understand that, you know, the message coming from Gordon Chang is that China definitely wants to have Biden as president and not Trump.
Mm.
So, that is what was, I think Gordon was certainly trying to impart here. There's always more to the reasons, and I would suggest to the listeners, why would we go through and, close an embassy in Houston? I guess the next question is, why didn't we close all of them?
Mm-hmm.
It was really a symbolic thing, pretty much saying to the Chinese Communist Party, we're on to you. And it could be that one particular embassy, of course we'll never know, was particularly a much more nefarious operation. Than some of the others. I would argue the one in San Francisco is, but that's just me. I have a feeling that the one in Houston was doing much more espionage. So, yes, it was clearly what Trump is doing is he's actually taking on the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing.
So the teachers are having sick outs. And apparently, Kyle was saying there may have been a school in California, but there certainly was at least one, maybe two in Arizona and others elsewhere?
Yes.
And that's because of the coronavirus? They don't want to go back to school because of that or something along those lines?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you got to wonder because, again, some of the states where everything is kind of like, well, South Dakota, I'll use that as an example. I heard the governor on an interview last night. She says, we have sporting events now. We just had a professional sporting event, and our schools are back in session, and we're back to almost full employment again and all that sort of stuff in South Dakota. And she said not one spike out of the result of the president going to Rapid City to the Mount Rushmore.
Correct.
So how about them apples?
Well, look, I read an interesting piece the other day, and I think it's very, very true. And the piece was referring to the fact that the United States, all these pockets mm-hmm. and our social economic, our social makeup mm-hmm. is taking us back to the roaring 20s. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you can't go out and socialize and have, you know, go to a bar and go out and have a cocktail, because that's what was happening in the roaring 20s, what do? They start creating all these speakeasies. And you go to these places that are, you know, under a building, and you have to pay $20 to get in, and then you have all these private parties and all that kind of, remember all that? Well,
yeah.
We were around back then, but that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Colleges and, you know, friends are all having these private parties because, you know, in New Jersey or North Carolina where they're still in major, you know, lockdowns, they can't mm-hmm. be social. You can't keep people from being social. You probably can for about 2 weeks, but mm-hmm. that's about the time limit. So you're having all of these parties, you know, like a frat party, and they're all kind of in a private situation, and the people are not practicing, they're not behaving well when it comes to hygiene. And so that is very much the fear that the media has put into people. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to stay home. They don't want to go to school or, go teach school. They want to stay home. But the other thing is that, you know, some people have, comorbidities, meaning they got health issues that make them much more susceptible.
Right.
To testing positive. So everybody has a little bit of a different threshold of fear. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that the Democrats and the media are festering in that fear. They're continuing to sell it.
You're right. You're right. Now, what is going on with Facebook that they're being sued over the warning labels on the anti-vaccine posts on Facebook? Who did that?
I have no idea. I saw it, but I didn't. I only saw the headline. So I can't. I'm not.
Yeah, it doesn't say, I saw the headline too, and I looked at the story, and I can't really find out who's doing what to who, but it's just that Facebook is being sued, by a group over, Facebook putting the, like they do, the warning labels on certain posts, and they stuck it on the anti-vaccine posts.
Well, I think what has happened here is that Facebook is doing their own fact-checking.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so their own fact-checking is really should be challenged.
Exactly.
So I think the person that's suing it is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh.
Because remember, he's very much against some of these vaccines.
Isn't he the one that's on Fox every now and then?
Well, he's done some work when it comes to vaccines.
Okay.
And I think they brought him on to talk about that. But I think I think that may be where the lawsuit's coming from.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop, and don't get too much sun.
All right,
talk to you soon. All right, thank you. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and we will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can get a career as an aviation maintenance tech, a high-paying, in-demand job, and you'll be glad you did. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One of them happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So if you check them out online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, after you do that, give them a call and schedule a tour of one of their facilities. Pick the one you want to go see and give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and that'll get you right in the door, and you'll find out what we already find out. It's a tremendous opportunity, so don't pass it by. Well, Afghanistan has released the first 80 of the final 400 Taliban prisoners, paving the way for negotiations between the warring sides in Afghanistan's protracted conflict, the government said. Now, prisoner releases on both sides are part of an agreement signed in February between the U.S. and the Taliban. It calls for the release of 5,000 Taliban held by the government and 1,000 government and military personnel held by the Taliban as a goodwill gesture ahead of the intra-Afghan negotiations. Now, we'll see where all that goes, and that's where they're at the moment. By the way, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sealed a deal, a defense cooperation deal, with Polish officials that will pave the way to deploy more American troops to Poland. Looks like at least 1,000 troops are going to Poland, maybe more, but at least 1,000 right off the bat. So Poland, once again, they pay their way. They pay for our troops to be there, which is why we're doing what we're doing. And unlike Germany, that owes us a bunch of money that hasn't paid us in God knows how long, we're sending them where people appreciate them. Now, Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass of the United States Air Force has become the 19th Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force at a ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Congratulations to the Chief. Also, the President said that he needs a Navy that can take care of and handle China as we start to get tougher with China. The Navy, of course, is straining a little bit with collisions and a costly fire seen as signs of deeper challenges for the Navy to do what they need to do as they're down an assault ship right now. And by the way, a couple of those destroyers that were damaged in collisions a year or so ago, 2 years ago, they're back online again. They're back in the water and doing their thing. And during a press conference at his Bedminster, New Jersey property over the weekend, President Trump made a comment that he said he considers firing everybody when asked if he considered firing Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. So it was like it was water over the dam. By the way, fake news is wreaking havoc on the battlefield. Texas-based soldiers were training in Poland last year when leaders at U.S. Army Europe spotted some alarming social media posts talking about things that weren't necessarily, in fact, what was going on, just, you know, soldier talk on the Internet through a social chat room, which is not the way you're supposed to do it. Guys and gals, you know better than that. Also, the United States and South Korea has already started their annual joint military exercises this week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the spreading coronavirus outbreak has apparently forced the allies to scale back an already low-key training program, mainly involving computer-simulated war scenarios. They're not doing a lot of the actual hands-on frontline combat stuff. And a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier conducted exercises in the contested South China Sea, the U.S. Navy said in a statement. We weren't told what carrier it was, but we can imagine there's two of them over there. And F-16s and K-135s are deploying to Poland for training rotation. The F-16s and K-135s deployed to two bases in Poland for an aviation rotation shortly after the U.S. and Poland agreed to increased amount of forces in the country. And Southern Command is eyeing the Venezuelan illicit connections and Iranian patronage as Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela is relying on illicit networks that range from drug traffickers to America's adversaries to hold on to power, according to the United States Southern Command's Admiral Craig Faller. And we're not going to let that go very far. Also, restrictions are back across South Korea as corona cases sparked. Now, the U.S. military said it would reimpose restrictions nationwide starting yesterday, including health checks at access gates, limited access to base stores, and minimum essential staffing at work. So here we go again. Now, Guam also tightened their restrictions amid the uptick in virus cases, with 8 more troops testing positive. Guam has now reported 25 new coronavirus patients, 8 of which were U.S. service members. As the island prepares to enter a governor-mandated pandemic condition of readiness, which took effect Monday morning. And the U.S. military in Japan has counted 20 new coronavirus cases. Most already are in isolation, so no problem there. And the Pentagon's new warfighting concept is starting to take place with no lines on the battlefield. For most of this year, Pentagon planners have been developing a new joint warfighting concept, a new document meant to guide how the Defense Department fights in the coming decades. That'll be interesting. And the Pentagon won a brief waiver from the government's Huawei ban. The Trump administration is granting the Pentagon a temporary waiver of governmental wide ban on contractors using Huawei and other Chinese-made telecommunications equipment, according to a memo. We'll see where that goes. Secretary of Defense Esper announced he's eyeing a $2.2 billion cut to military health care, yet the defense officials say troops and their families could be hurt. Of course they could. Anytime you cut anything, that's not necessarily good. And the military reported more than 1,400 new coronavirus cases last week, surpassing the 33,000 total the Pentagon announced late last week. By the way, to help spread the help prevent the spread of COVID-19, officials say you should wash your hands frequently using hand sanitizer if necessary. And then they capped it by saying, just try not to catch fire. Reason for that is read the ingredients in the hand sanitizer. You'll see what they're talking about. Alcohol. You get too close to open flames or high heat. By the way, service members, especially those deployed to combat zones, will be considered to be among the first to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. This coming from the National Institutes of Health Director, Dr. Francis Collins. I think I told you that months ago, that this was where it was going to go. The Army, especially the frontline units, were going to get this first. And there you go. The Army, by the way, has slowly been integrating women into ground combat units since the Defense Department opened all military jobs to all troops back in 2015. And an F-15 plane intercepted. An F-15 fighter intercepted a plane in a no-flight zone near President Trump's New Jersey golf course. The Secret Service said the president was never in any danger. And Homeland Security officials, 2 of the top officials in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, according to a watchdog, congressional watchdog, they say that these 2 officials that were appointed in the U.S. Homeland Department of Homeland Security were improperly appointed to the posts under federal law by the Trump administration. One of them, I believe, is Ken Cuccinelli. We'll see where that goes. All right, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there is gold waiting in your windshield. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced. Replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans. And remember, if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. From Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, over to Daytona Beach and all other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And remember to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do you know what today is?
Well, you told me, so I'm cheating. We're cheating that. Cheating.
It is August the 18th, marking the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, because on this date, August 18th, 1920, Tennessee became the 36th state to approve what became the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
All right.
So now if I show up on Jeopardy later on today, I'm going to be killing it if I get that question.
That's it. That's
there
it.
There you go.
But the only way you could kill it even more is if they ask you what the vote was.
Oh, I would definitely have that. What was it?
Okay, in the House of Representatives, it was 304-89, and then it went over to the Senate, where it passed 56-25.
There you go.
Yep, and there you go. And that's a big thing, and congratulations, ladies, because we never looked back after that one, did we?
Oh, listen, you know, I'm surprised it actually took that long. Really am.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about a little sports, because you're a sports guy, right?
Yeah, listen, I think sports is one of the most important, you know, something, everybody's got to get involved with something. I think it's a fantastic thing for everybody to get involved with. As of late, you know, as far as watching professional sports, I've drifted away from that. But I love to play and I love to be involved.
Now, I don't know what the sport was because the South Dakota governor didn't say, but the South Dakota governor was on TV talking about things in general in South Dakota. She said everything's going good in South Dakota. We didn't need to have the $300 additional unemployment because people are going back to work. Unemployment's not a problem here. And, oh, by the way, we had a professional sporting event, and people attended and had a good time. And when she was asked about the big rally that the president had there at Mount Rushmore, she said there was no spike, zero spike from the people attending that.
Well, listen, South Dakota's been doing a great job. People have got to come to the realization that, I heard a great way of putting it today. It's just like, if you get everybody's swimming in a pool and you try to, when you're a kid and try to take a beach ball or a basketball or a soccer ball and try to bring it all the way to the bottom. And, you know, you can try to keep it down there, but that thing is going to pop back up again. And quite frankly, I think that is a good analogy or metaphor when describing you know, COVID. I mean, you can try to keep it down to some degree, but you really can't. You know, the reality is it's going to pop up. We've got to come up with some sort of herd immunity, and the places around the globe that have done that and protected people at risk are the ones that have been most successful.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to open Arrowhead Stadium for their home opener in front of 15,000 fans, set to the model that the Dallas Cowboys put forth, that the NFL said, okay, this is what we can do. That works for us. 10 people in a pod, socially distanced, and no more than 15,000 in the stadium, which beats what's going on in Canada, because the Canadian Professional Football League was canceled last year, the season, last year, canceled yesterday, over the economics of having no fans in the stands.
For the life of me, I don't understand, with all the computer technology that we have today, that they can't take reservations, have a reservation system this year for a game, saying, oh, okay, you know what? I've got a family of five. We can sit you here and we can keep you distant. And it
sure.
Can be done. If they really want, I mean, it's just, again, you know what it's all about, quite frankly, that I really do believe is, I think it's liability.
Yeah.
I think certain people are just afraid of getting sued by tort attorneys, whatever it may be. And until we get that type of protection, you're going to see, you know, a lot of business owners and a lot of NFL owners and a lot of government officials err on the side of caution.
You're right. I actually had an attorney tell me that until they get with this liability protection they've been trying to put in with a stimulus plan, that you're not going to see anybody doing much of anything when it comes to not only sporting events, but to public events of any type.
Yeah, that's the reality. I mean, you know, again, I lived in Florida for a long time, and that's a big, you know, sue your neighbor state. We all know that. I mean, you can see all the commercials and the billboards everywhere. You know, you run into somebody with your car at 1 mile an hour, somebody's going to file a lawsuit for $1 million. I got COVID at your house. How do you know? I got COVID at your business. How do you know? Doesn't matter. They're going to sue anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You know, Oracle, you know who they are, right?
Yes.
They've now entered into the race to buy TikTok's U.S. operations.
Well, again, you know, it's going to have to obviously go through the government. I'm sure they're not the only one that's going ahead trying to
to do that. I mean, there's other ones at other companies as well. We all know that, Apple was in the mix. There's various different companies that were in the mix to get it. We're going to see what's going to happen in regards to this. I can care less, quite frankly. I hope it goes away. Not a fan of TikTok, along with other social media places.
Now, did we set another record in the stock market yesterday, the NASDAQ or something?
Well, listen, we keep talking about, you know, these records and, markets at all-time high. I've been talking a lot lately about the realities that we need more publicly traded companies out there. I don't know if most people realize this. We're under 3,000 now. Under 3,000 publicly traded companies in the United States. That's the type of consolidation that we have. And again, we kind of called this, you know, a couple decades ago with a lot of the rules and regulations that were put down by government. We need to become a little bit more dynamic. We've got these ginormous companies. We're going to be talking, Matt, soon about companies that have a $2 trillion market valuation. That's how large they're getting.
Well, we must be talking about tech fuel companies because they seem to be the ones that are booming.
Yeah, the tech companies are really what's driving everything. And listen, some of these companies, I think it's gotten a little, you know, a bit on the frothy side, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Now, Epic Games has asked the judge to block Apple's removal of Fortnite from the App Store. What's that all about?
Well, it's in regards to payment. Apple has, if you're going to go in Apple's App Store and you're charging something on that app, you have to give Apple a certain percentage, and they charge a lot. I think it's close to 30%, if I'm not mistaken. And some companies are saying, well, we don't want to pay that. And Apple's like, Apple can care less. They're just a matter of, okay, just, all right, you have to come off our App Store. So, again, that's been actually an issue as of late with Apple, people saying that they're charging too much.
Okay. I know there's new U.S. sanctions might be coming to slam Huawei right now and further roil that tech stock there coming out of China because apparently – oh, and by the way, they were granted a reprieve from the Huawei products and telecommunications equipment. The military said, nope, you can still have it for a little while longer before you have to give it up.
It was this time I think it was involved with chip technology. If I'm not mistaken, they're saying, you know, we're not going to be providing Huawei with certain chips, and that's going to obviously hurt their business. This is a continual battle with Huawei. And again, you know, we put ourselves in this, position over. It just didn't happen overnight. This happened over years, basically selling ourselves out on selling our nation out on a consistent basis to make an extra buck or two without any concern about national security. And, it's not just Huawei. It's a myriad of other businesses and things that we've done to this country. And at some point in time, we're going to have to push back.
Okie dokie. Here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and I wish you a great day up there in the North Country, and try not to take too many wood nickels.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check him out. He's got a daily podcast, and then his weekend nationally syndicated show is heard all across the country on many of these same stations right now. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.